Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Denise Coder.
I'm here. Can you
hear
me?
You are. Here
yep.
we are.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, we could sort of say we have blue news about Blue Zones, but I'm not sure that's true. So tell us about what's happening with Blue Zones.
Well, you're right. I always kind of tend to be the cup half full person instead of the cup half empty person. We were notified a couple of weeks ago that we did not, as a community, Atlantic, did not move on to the next round of site visits, which was a little disappointing.
Yeah, lots of people have worked hard on this. Many people have signed up, and there are lots of volunteer time going on, committee chairs that were ready and so on. But, do we move on with Blue Zones itself, or do we kind of go somewhere else?
Well, we have lots of things going on, and you're right. Blue Zones is definitely not in its grave for Atlantic. Our community team met a couple of weeks ago, just before we found out that we weren't going to be picked. And that was one of the questions that I posed to them. What if we don't get selected for a site visit? Where do you want to go from here? And I posed several options. We could just be done with the Blue Zones effort. We could, as a community, decide to pick some of the Blue Zones initiatives and implement them anyway, accessing whatever technical assistance we could from Blue Zones. And then my other question was, if we have the opportunity to reapply, would you like to do that? And resoundingly, the group said, well, if we have the opportunity, absolutely, we'd want to reapply if there was some way we could work with them more closely in the future. And also, we are definitely interested in still implementing some of the pieces of the Blue Zones initiative. We probably aren't going to be able to pull that off as a community in its entirety right now, because we do have a lot of things going on. But we kind of tried to look at all those initiatives within Blue Zones. Which ones do we feel we have the most capacity for, and which ones do we want to try to tackle first?
Mm-hmm.
So as a group, that's kind of where we decided to land with the Blue Zones mm-hmm. processing.
And as I understand, you know, we can still learn from what Blue Zones is doing in other communities. And last week or so, well, it was before Laugh Out Loud Day, I talked to the head of the Iowa Department of Public Health, and she said, you know, the Department of Public Health also has support for communities that are wanting to improve their overall health.
Yes, and we are involved in that as well. Very exciting. It's called the Community Transformation Grant, I believe is what she's referencing. And there were 26 counties that were identified to participate with the Iowa Department of Public Health in that initiative, and Cass County was one of them. And I guess if there's a silver lining in the cloud with all of this, it's that we will be able to use those resources countywide. And we know with Blue Zones, we didn't feel very good about having to limit what we were doing to Atlantic only, because we tend to want to focus on the entire county
mm-hmm.
when we do our initiatives
mm-hmm.
as a group. So. Mm-hmm. If there is one silver lining, it's that. And the Community Transformation Grant is a 5-year project.
And it has money.
And it has money, yes.
That's always a nice additional resource to have.
You bet. And, you know, a lot of times with money comes some strings, and you can't
sure.
always use it exactly the way you might want to. But there's some very good reasons for that. Money now tends to come with expectations that we're going to implement evidence-based strategies. And you really wouldn't want it any other way when you know that you're using federal and public money. You really want to make sure that communities are using those large amounts of money in the best way possible. And that's why we have to do some of the things that we're mm-hmm. required to do on the evidence-based side. But the Community Transformation Grant has 5 focus areas. And I'll just list them off.
Yeah, good. That was going to be my next question.
Yep,
so what? Okay, what are the focuses?
The first one is coalition building. And that just means that, you know, in order to achieve the things that we want to achieve with this money and with this initiative, we know that we have to have partners at the table to do that. We've got to be broad-based in who we have involved and get that commitment and that processing by more than just one or two entities in the community.
Mm-hmm. And I think applying for the Blue Zones, to be a part of the Blue Zones, really moved us along. Cass County's already done a great deal, I think, in that area, but Blue Zones kind of helped move that along, and now this grant will just kind of move us along more to get more done.
I would agree, and especially when it comes to our business partners or our worksite partners, one of the things Blue Zones really opened our eyes to was the amount of businesses who say, you know what, we really want to have a healthier workforce. We really believe that there's going to be some positive things that we could get if our workforce was healthier. And with the Community Transformation Grant, there is a focus on work sites as well. So that's exciting because knowing that we have the interest plus the resources makes the perfect storm, if you want to call it that.
Sure.
The third focus area is on healthcare. Our healthcare providers, getting some additional education to them when it comes to managing chronic disease, and then the systems that we use to provide services to people, looking at what kind of triggers and almost automatic things that can happen within our systems to make sure that people are getting the best care possible when it comes to chronic disease. There are some community pieces to the initiative. So looking overall at, and this really falls well into Blue Zones, how livable are our communities when it comes to natural movement and healthy eating? So focusing on our built environment, sidewalks and streets, and our food system. Levon, you and I have worked on that before, where people are accessing their food and how we can make those locations promote healthy eating. And then finally, focusing on how individuals manage chronic disease for those who have chronic disease, empowering individuals with information about being the best advocate for their health and navigating the health system. So that's the last focus within the Community Transformation Grant.
Okay, and in our Healthy Cass County with Bethany Rogers as the director continues, and this just all comes as a part of that also, right? It's just a kind of a complete picture.
Yep, it's an ongoing, and we've been working at this, and Levon, you mentioned, for years. You know, we've been doing things here or there in our built in our policy environment and programming to try to help to make Cass County a healthier community. And this is just going to continue those efforts, maybe step it up a notch. We're getting close to $90,000 a year for 5 years. That's a lot of money.
It is.
And we really firmly intend to use that wisely and be really good stewards of that money in our community.
So if there's somebody who was not involved in the Blue Zones, what did you call them, committee? The leaders sort of that were asked.
Oh, the... yeah, our community leadership.
Yes. You know, it's time for other people, if you're interested and you say, hey, I want to get in on a little bit of this action, it's time to do that.
We are very welcome to other people joining these efforts. If you have an interest in this, or if it's a new one or an old one, doesn't matter. If you're just, you know, ready to become involved, I encourage you to give us a call, join our group. Talk to me personally about where your interest might lie. If there's one of these five areas that you have a special interest in, certainly make sure you get in touch with even you, Levon. You could forward and field those things
as well.
Absolutely.
I could certainly help and try. Now, we mentioned here that this is a Cass County grant. It's a Cass County program. So are there some of our smaller towns maybe need to say, hey, what's in this for us?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sometimes, of course, it's easiest to start right here in Atlantic, and this first year is a short year. It's a short program year. We really didn't get going until January with a lot of our information, and the first program year will end by the end of September. And so you will see more focus specifically on Atlantic. Now, when we write our work plan for the subsequent 4 years, we will definitely be involving the other communities in these areas that I mentioned.
And do those five focuses stay the same the whole 5 years?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But there's various ways to carry those out. And so this first year, you know, it's just a beginning.
It is. It's very exciting. And back to Blue Zones quickly.
Sure.
They are planning on coming to Atlantic sometime in the summer.
Oh.
To visit with us about our application overall, what was strong about it, what was weak about it, where they see potentially some of our gaps. One of the places I feel like we had somewhat of a gap was in the numbers of people that pledged in our community. We ended up having just short of 16% that pledged. And, of course, we were targeting 25. And a lot of the communities who were selected for site visits on the small community side were at least close to 25 or exceeded 25%. Mm-hmm. So it's very doable. And it may give us an idea of where our community readiness is from a resident perspective, and we really need to keep that into consideration as we move forward. That's important.
This morning we've talked pretty much about community and committees and coalitions and so on, but it comes down to individuals have to, you know, for their own good, for the whole community. It's still, individuals are really important in this picture.
It is. You know, every single individual and their health status is what funnels up to that overall community health status. So, you know, there 5 or 10 or 15 or 50 of us aren't going to make a difference. It's all 13,000, some of us, that are going to make a difference in Cass County. And I think when overall we all start to think and act that way, that's when we're going to see the biggest progress made.
Okay, Denise, if somebody wants to talk to you personally, how's the best way to find you?
It's probably easiest to call me at my work number, which is 243-7475. I work Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 at Cass County Home Care. So I welcome any phone calls to either, you know, if you're interested in helping or you just want to ask some questions about where we're at or what we're doing, welcome any and all phone calls.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Denise Coder, for filling us in, bringing us up to date, and telling us about all the exciting things here going on.
You're so welcome. Have a great week. Until
next time, here's a thought. Whenever you find that you are on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect.